The Anime Show, an SBS Pop Asia podcast.
What's some other things? What do you like to do? You know, just coming as a experienced boyfriend of otaku relationship.
I mean, I guess one thing, at least on my end, that I feel like I've talked about in a few episodes. Is just to, like, try out different things that your girlfriend may be into. For example, yaoi, killing, stalking, you know, reverse harems, gravitation, all that kind of stuff, you know, that Papa to kiss in the dark. Like, if I had never met Aki, then I never would have tried, you know, Papa to kiss in the dark, killing, stalking,
that's
gravitation.
So cute.
Like I would have looked at it and been like, oh, that's not for me. I'm not gonna try that out. I'd rather watch something that's like actually suited for me. But then I was like, you know what? I'll give it a go. If Aki likes it, then I'll give it a go. And then I try it out and, well, guess what? I like killing, stalking. I quite liked Papa to kiss in the dark. I haven't finished Gravitation, but I've liked four or five episodes that I've seen so far.
Yeah, we need to finish that.
Yeah. I mean, we'll finish it, like, once I'm back.
Yay!
In Vegas. We can watch the rest of that. Because the opening is so dope.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. So, like, Joe has said this in one of his videos, but it might not be for everyone. But I will say, boys, if your girlfriend is into yaoi, then nothing will make her more happy than you taking the time to sit with her and giving it a shot. Not teasing it, not criticizing her for liking it. Just sit down and watch with her.
Yeah, I mean, I've teased some bits of Gravitation, but like in a lighthearted, like,
well,
comedic,
that's like
way.
The grandfather of like a lot of tropes that you saw. You're like, okay, now I see where girls
like
when
this. When I saw the Kabe Don for the first time in Gravitation, I laughed so hard because I'm like, oh my god, this is where it all began.
Well, yeah, pretty much, because Gravitation was like such a big hit, like yaoi. It really established like a lot of tropes that you see nowadays. But like in the first episode, here's what you see: the wall slam, the chin hold, the kavadon, the novelist, the cute little one who's being rejected. All of that comprised into like just 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty magical.
Yeah, Joey is just like, this has every trope. And I said, well, this is what started, like, everything. So, like, they pretty much just put, like, the cocaine of yaoi just into, like, one series. And that kind of, like, made yaoi, I guess, what it is. It's not, I don't think it's the first yaoi, though. But I would say it's one of the more popular ones.
Yaoi, but it's definitely the yaoi that shaped future yaoi. Popular yaoi.
Yeah, I mean, there's other ones like Sukshō, but Papa to Kiss in the Dark is so good, and it, like, not a lot of people watch that. Why it's on YouTube? It's only two episodes. It's on YouTube. I don't know why, because it's pretty.
Yeah, the whole thing's on YouTube, and it's like it's basically uncensored. Like,
yeah, essentially. But Joey really liked it. Like, you kind of laughed at a lot of parts. It's like, I can't believe this is happening. But then you saw like the plot twist, and like, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, like, when I first, like, read the synopsis, I was like, oh, okay, it's about a son and his dad in, like, a sexual relationship. I'm like, all right, that's fine. You know, that kind of stuff happens in yaoi. And the first episode, I was just so many things, I was just like, what is going on? Like, why did that happen?
Yeah.
But then by the second episode, because there's only two episodes, I think. Is it two or three episodes? Something like that.
It's only two.
Two episodes, yeah. So by the second episode, like, I was so into the characters, and that by the, as you said, like, by the final plot twist, I was like, wow, I can't believe I was this invested in this story. That
was pretty much a soap opera, also.
It was.
Like, the music, the entire, like, reactions of the characters, that was essentially watching soap opera.
Like that anime managed to do better character development in two episodes that some anime can't even do in 200 episodes.
Dude, the power of a Fujo's heart runs deep as the ocean. Like, there's just...
I also just love how this conversation went from doing what anime couples do to just straight up yaoi talk.
No, because it's still tied into, like, you are showing your appreciation for something that I like. That is often teased by a lot of guys, or sometimes just guys just don't want to take the time for it. If you still don't want to, that's totally fine. But this is just our experience as a couple of what, like, we've kind of tried out.
Anime! The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. Grab it from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. SBS Pop Asia.